Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening worldwide to the Burke Allen Program on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We're so happy to have you here. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, our number again is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. That, by the way, is a free call if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. Today we're going to talk about health and neurological fitness, spinal hygiene. Who knew there was such a thing? Disease prevention and more. From Dr. Lynn Migdahl, and it's all about chiropractic health, which sometimes gets not the best public perception, and Dr. Lynn is here to tell us more about how chiropractic health can benefit your entire body. Dr. Lynn, thanks for being on the program today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to spread the news of the truth about how people can heal themselves.
Why is it you think that the chiropractic physician has gotten such a bad rap from the media down through the years? You know, I can tell you my own family, we use a wonderful chiropractor here in the Washington, D.C. area, and yet he and I have had that conversation that your industry sometimes tends to get a bad rap.
We hold the secret to natural health and healing. We take care of the structure, which holds the function of the entire nervous system. Therefore, if more people went to us, the drug companies would lose a lot of business. So it's just like chiropractic going against oil or big pharma. And they try to advertise that we're not safe, but yet our malpractice insurance is anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 a year. I mean, how much safer can you be for that? I'd like other doctors to try to compare their malpractice insurance and tell us that we're not the safe ones. We hold the key to the secret, and they're trying to keep us a secret. But thank you for letting me come out and spread this word, because so many people can be helped if they just took care of their structure.
What is, and you refer to spinal hygiene, what is spinal hygiene?
It's a term that more and more people are getting into because people do brush their teeth. So they already have the consciousness, you know, and in my classes and programs, when I speak in the community, I ask, how many times a day do you pay attention to your teeth? And the answers are 5 or 6 times a day. How many times do you pay attention to your spine and your nervous system? How do you floss that? And hardly any hands raised. So it really is a matter of re-education that the bones of the spine through posture and neurological fitness stay healthy, like the wheels on the car. Sometimes we get these 50-year-old cars that are just going through their first tune-up, and chiropractic is left with difficult cases because people wait too long for spinal hygiene. Spinal hygiene is self-help stuff that you do to back up the chiropractic adjustments, and that's learning about posture and your thoughts and your food, and all of that affects your nervous system. See, the spine protects the nervous system, and the nervous system runs every cell, every organ, and every system in the body. No matter what anyone is working on, they need to stay conscious about spinal hygiene and neurological fitness all day long, not just an hour of yoga 3 times a week, all day long.
We're talking about fitness and health with Dr. Lynn Migdahl, and she has for over 30 years now run natural healing centers in Florida. And if you'd like to find out more information, you're certainly welcome to call the program at 718-506-1944. So essentially, I think what you're saying is it's really about more health and less care in terms of pharmaceuticals. It's really an overall preventative approach to well-being.
Yeah, when you balance your structure and remove nerve pressure, the body instantaneously starts to heal itself at different levels, of course, for everyone, because everyone's under different stress. The nervous system is so sensitive to our thoughts and our feelings and our diet and our spinal postures. So if anyone wants to find the key to trying to get off their drugs or take less drugs or prevent ever having to have drugs, prevention of surgery, yes, it is. It is prevention, and it's also maintenance when you get to a certain level. But we're really limitless. We've just been given a lot of education in the negative, you know, what we can't do, rather than how miraculous we really, really are.
Dr. Lynn, what was it that made you decide this was the particular path in healthcare that you wanted to take personally?
I just fell in love with the nervous system. I was in school, ready to become a physical therapist, and believe it or not, I went to an educational class. And that's why most chiropractors have classes in their office 2 or 3 times a week, because the public needs this education on spinal hygiene in order to get healthy. And it was a class, believe it or not, that made me fall in love with the truth. And I invite anyone listening to look up the autonomic nervous system and to check it out, and you'll see that everything for all your organs has to go through that spine in order the brain to connect with the body. And that picture is so clear, it's just left out of our education.
We hear a lot about obesity in the U.S., and it's become a worldwide epidemic. You know, the president's wife, Michelle Obama, is doing a National Childhood Obesity Month in the month of September. To what extent can chiropractic care help with things like obesity or diabetes or cardiovascular disease that are really on the rise?
Well, no matter what disease you ask me about, I would have the same answer. And that answer is chiropractic looks for nerve interference wherever it is. Or even if it's going to the bowels, it can help a person digest their food better. A lack of digestion in the body is a lack of function to the digestive organs. Of course, those nerves travel back and have to come from the brain through the spine and out to those organs. So a lot of times it's not exactly what you eat, because we have so many killer fads, diet fads in the United States. One of the problems with our kids is the no-fat diet. I mean, that's a big problem with diabetes, hormonal problem. I mean, don't even get me started. But this is a big problem, because the nervous system runs on fats and oils. So they have chosen, the people that are pushing no fat for our kids, for their brains not to work, to work at a higher function with their myelin sheath. I mean, fats and oils are so important. It's like taking the gas and oil out of a car. What's it going to do? So we don't have a specific adjustment for a specific disease, because we don't diagnose and treat diseases.
Right.
What we're specialists in is finding nerve interference and having the body flow from the brain through the spinal column and then out to every cell and every organ. So children who are now looking down all the time, because our society with computers, video games, texting, Facebook, it's gone insane how much time our little kids are spending with their heads down. I mean, this is cutting off the flow right away at the neck, and the neck is holding, you know, all the information from the brain right away. So that's why spinal hygiene and learning different postures, you know, on the phone, on the computer, and lifting things up so that your head could come up will increase digestion. So I think they're looking in all the wrong places as far as obesity is concerned. I think that the Obamas should go on forcing everybody to do spinal hygiene, and they'll save this country millions, zillions of dollars if everyone took care of their structure or was at least educated about it. Then you would have the better functioning. I mean, what about the immune system with our kids? I mean, people are saying that they're obese, and they also take the most antibiotics. They also have the most asthma, the most colds. This country is ridiculous. We're looking for health in all the wrong places outside ourselves, and the miracles are within us.
Dr. Lynn is a proponent of holistic medicine and something she calls neurological fitness. And when you first got into chiropractic, almost 30 years ago, how much progress have you seen in the public's acceptance and perception of chiropractors? Is it better now than it was 30 years ago?
Slightly, but not enough, because there really aren't enough chiropractors to handle the amount of spines of the population and the amount of nervous systems that need us. We actually need more schools and more chiropractors. It's like dentists and teeth. Everyone's got one. Everyone needs one. So if you own a spine and are still breathing, you need to know a good chiropractor. So we need more chiropractors out there, because it's an emergency going on right now in the United States. The progress that I've seen, which is very little, but the consciousness of the internet and education, even with the last vaccine that was trying to be pushed on our children and on the pregnant women, unfortunately, for the vaccine makers, baby boomers went on the internet and they educated themselves and decided not to give those kids, that poison stuff. For they made a decision, an educated decision through the internet. So through the internet, I'm hopeful that more people will start to study the body. A lot of people are doing yoga and they think that's enough, but to tell you the truth, you know, I have an office full of yoga teachers and people who own yoga studios and they still go to the chiropractor. So it's a great spinal exercise, but we're talking about what are you doing all day long to your spine? What are you doing to your nervous system all day long and start to reduce stress and have a consciousness of spinal hygiene?
And that gives us a perfect transition as we get ready to wrap up. We've got about 30 seconds left. How can folks, when they do their internet research, how can they first of all find you and also find out information to make a decision for themselves about whether a chiropractor is right for them?
I have a great information website that they can go to, which is migdalchiropractic.com. And there's lots of buttons to push if people want to research articles. I mean, there's really a lot of information for people just to start reading about chiropractic. There's also like an hour class that they can take on my site and learn a little bit more about what we were just talking about. So that's some free educational information on chiropractic and holistic fitness and spinal hygiene. And you know, you can't brush it. You can't brush your spine, so you just gotta keep it in line.
Spinal hygiene, neurological fitness, and disease prevention advice from Dr. Lynn Migdal. And your last name, Dr. Lynn, is spelled M-I-G-D-A-L, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a little difficult because M-I-G is in girl, D is in David, A-L. MigdalChiropractic.com, yes.
MigdalChiropractic.com is the website. We certainly appreciate you spending time with our listeners today. Gives us something to think about, and it's a fresh look at health and wellness. Thanks, Dr. Lynn.
Thanks for having me. By the way, you have a healing voice. Keep it going.
Oh, thanks so much. Dr. Lynn Migdal has been our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.